everyone. Welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. This week we have a very cool episode, and we have a new character. Actually, I think we have a couple new characters, but officially we have one. This week's episode, and of course I can't remember the title, was kind of a powerful one in the eyes of some people, I guess. So, why don't we just get right into it, because I have no news this week. Nothing much has been happening. Kelly Martin is still pregnant, so hopefully by the time I do the next podcast, she won't be. So, we basically start off the usual, you know, in the ER, blah, blah. And Archie is late, and we go to the highway, and Archie is singing in his new convertible. And let me tell you, I really love Scott Grimes. He has a great voice, as we learned in the Christmas episode of last season. So anytime I see Archie singing, I am so happy. Okay, so the new character. Busy Phillips is now on ER. I don't think she's not a regular or anything. I think she's only signed on for 5 or 6 episodes. But Busy is on. And you might remember Busy from Freaks and Geeks and Dawson's Creek. And, of course, White Chicks. Busy looks like she's lost a lot of weight. She looks great, but she lost some weight. So she is basically playing Hope, who is the Christian intern. And it's wonderful. I just love it that she's taking Christianity to the extreme. And I can't remember the patient. The one with the heart murmur or the heart troubles. And Pratt, I believe, Pratt was asking her what was wrong with the patient. And Hope was, you know, giving her whole history. Like, oh, well, she met her husband in 1968. And then Pratt was like, what is wrong with her? And Hope was like, she hasn't found a good church, so I feel her heart is aching. And that was hysterical. And, the Haitian that Tony knew, the quote-unquote gangbanger, and Hope notices that he has the tattoo of God's, Jesus' heart on it. And so she starts her God rant. And just the line that got me going was, isn't God great? And just the way Busy delivered it was awesome. And the whole Archie wanting her thing was hysterical. How she was into it, except he had to go to church and go to her Bible class and everything. And I don't think Archie's going to hit that because it's him. And when they had that trauma, her praying in the trauma room out loud, and everyone's looking at her like she was smoking crack, was awesome. It was great. So we had an awesome guest star this week, who's John Mahoney from Frasier. And I've never seen John Mahoney in anything other than comedy, so I know he can do drama, but I was really interested in finding out how well he could do it. So basically, he played a performance drag queen who goes to the ER with his boyfriend, and his boyfriend isn't feeling too well, obviously, and leukemia or something. He has a recurring thing, I don't remember, because I didn't write it down. But basically, John Mahoney, I don't know his character's name, convinces his lover to fight for life, to take all measures possible, and not to sign DNR and everything. But before he got to sign that and really put his feelings of his power of attorney down on paper, he goes into arrest and everything. And his family, who doesn't know he's gay and whom he hasn't seen in 15 years, comes in the ER. And basically, John's like, oh yeah, we just work together. because they don't know that John exists. And what is it, the brother-in-law, the brother, whatever, is like, well, thank you, goodbye. And John doesn't leave. He's like, here's his medications, you might, goodbye. It was very tense, because you know John just wanted to be with the man he loved. And so, I don't remember what exactly started it, but John looked so completely lost when he started screaming how much he loved the guy. He just said it over and over and over and over again, and I almost lost it right there. And, you know, as much as I like Tony, John Stamos, who plays Tony, I never much liked Tony. He's not horrible, but I never much liked him until this John Mahoney thing. So basically, the guy's family doesn't want any heroic measures. And John's like, that's not what he wanted, that's not what he wanted. And the family's like, you have no say in here, you're not the power attorney, we are. So basically, Gates was so sweet going against the family to help John. Gates did all the heroic measures that he could, and that was awesome. And at the end, we got to see John Mahoney dressed up as his character, his drag queen, and he was on stage singing, and John Mahoney has a really good voice, and that was so touching and awesome. I loved it. And so, the other mini storyline that went on was that Neela started her surgical rounds. And they have their own little mini Romano again. But he seems much more of a dickhead than Romano. At least Romano was sexist and, you know, playful. But this guy, I don't remember his name, this guy was just a complete asshole. And Neela doesn't like him. So that's great. And he was treating her like an intern, which she's not. We got to see Abby and Joe being visited by Archie and Neela, and that was sweet. And Joe's getting so big. I don't understand the ER time frame, but whatever. And Archie was playing with Joe, and Joe threw up on Archie. It was fucking awesome. I was like, yes. And, you know, Neela had to leave, so Archie and Abby were sitting there. And Joe was getting fussy, and Abby's like, oh, I need to feed him. And Archie was like, oh, that's right, breastfeeding is natural, go ahead. And Abby just looked at him, and she was like, you're not sneaking a pit at my tit. You're not sneaking a peek at my tits, Morris. And that was awesome, because Morris is a scumbag, but I love him. So we had a little scene with Alex and Sam. And Sam was pretty concerned about Alex after the whole kidnapping thing. And she's asking him why he's not cooperating with the psychologist. Why isn't he talking? And Alex is like, I can't talk. I can't tell him things. And Sam's like, why? And Alex is like, because I saw you shoot Dad. I saw you come back and just shoot him. And I was like, oh, snap. That was shocking. I didn't see that one coming. I was like, so that's going to be great. And so at the end, we saw Tony go home. And a chick kissed him, and a kid ran up to him, hugged him. And the chick and the guy being Tony, started having sex. So what's up with that mini family? And, you know, come on. Oh, yeah. It was called Somebody to Love, by the way. And if you haven't seen it, I would say you're a loser. But seriously, I did have something that I needed to tell you guys, but I don't remember what it was. Oh yeah, Lost. That was a bit of news I had. So Lost premiered this week, and as I reported earlier, Elizabeth Mitchell was going to be on it. And she was. I didn't know how big of a part she was going to have until, obviously, the season premiere. And let let me tell you, the season premiere was probably 65-70% Elizabeth Mitchell. So it looks like she's going to be having a huge part in this season of Lost. And it was so great to see her. I missed her, and I forgot how much I loved her acting. And if you haven't seen it, I would recommend renting season 1 and 2 and watching it, and then watching season 3 with our lovely Elizabeth Mitchell. And let's see, next week's, well, I guess this week's episode of ER looks like it's going to be awesome. But when aren't, well, I guess some aren't awesome. This week's episode is called Parenthood. A grandfather and grandson are injured in a chainsaw accident, awesome, leaving Lucas stuck upstairs with a difficult case. Pratt has his trial by fire when he has to handle the ER alone, juggling multiple traumas, teaching duties, and a troublesome intern. Can that be Hope? I hope not. Neela mentors a new med student and lends a hand when Pratt makes a serious error. Dun, dun, dun. Abby enrolls in a Mommy and Me class, but it's not all fun and games. Awesome. And Sam discovers Alex's latest extracurricular activity. Which, what could that be? I don't know. But it should be awesome. And I'll try to do the podcast earlier this week, but no guarantees. So until next time.